Hi there. Welcome to Voyage for, my goodness, January the 17th already. Yes, it seemed a little like winter, but hey, it's been pretty okay up to now, and today's not quite as bad as all that. I didn't wear my top-level clothing today for my walk when I leave here, so it can't be that bad, right? My name's Keith Black, and as always, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz from now until 1 o'clock. We stream live as well, if you're not listening on 95.9. We stream CKUW.ca, and we archive our shows there as well, so that you can pick them up later on and anytime at all, and check out what's going on and what's gone on has gone on in the past. A little chilly, but there's some great stuff today, and I hope you can stay tuned. There's some really neat new stuff, and what I think to be a very neat old stuff. Starting today with Marius Vandenbrink. Interesting. Marius is it's not that uncommon a name, I guess, but he's the first of two Mariuses today. And he has a brand new album. He's a pianist, has a brand new album called New York Knock. I'll talk a bit about that when I get back to individual introductions. Following that, the Canadian band Peripheral Vision from their latest release. Then bass trombonist Jennifer Wharton with a whole bunch of brass on her album Grit and Grace coming up after that. Then a duet album with saxophonist Philippe Côté and pianist François Bourassa that is really just wonderful coming up after that. Following that, the second Marius of the day, Marius Nesset, Norwegian saxophonist from his new album, which is a true winner. Following that, my historical segment, and I will talk about this a bit when I get there. It's Jerry Mulligan, a very, very early Jerry Mulligan, with a young trumpeter named Chesney Baker. Who could that be? Talk about that a bit later. That'll be my historical segment. Following that, saxophonist John Arabagon from Rising Sun came out last year, I think. He's a very interesting jazz musician. Following that, a beautiful album from Australia with pianist Andrea Keller. Then back to Canada and the West Coast for a band called Sick Boss. Yeah. Following that, vibraphonist Chen Chen Lu. And with as much time as I have, at least a little sneak peek of a new album by pianist Ethan Iverson, formerly of the Bad Plus, and now doing trio and other work on his own, so to speak. There's the overall playlist for today, and if it has some very interesting components, as I'm sure you can realize. Get back to the front end now, as they say. Marius Vandenbrink was actually raised in a small town in the Netherlands, and his album is called New York Knock. And the liner notes sort of say that the term knock there can be interpreted as a wake up call, and it refers to the fact that his transition from a small town in Netherlands to New York City was definitely a wake-up call or a knock, and he is now part of the New York scene. His album, as I say, is very interesting. First time I heard it, I thought, wow, there's some sort of retro feel to it. It sounds like some of this could have been recorded some earlier time, not that long ago. There's still some very dissonant soloing and whatnot, but it's not. It's totally enjoyable and really neat without challenging one to have to sort of say, okay, I think these guys are going in directions no one's ever experienced before. Well, you can go somewhere where people have gone before and still be totally relevant and worthwhile. And this is an example from this album. And I'm going to play the title track, which runs about 10 minutes or so. But I can promise you that you will hear more from this album in the weeks to come, because it's just been, as a matter of fact, the the radio release date. They always have all these things where you can, you know, you can do this then and then that and whatever, but look out and don't do that. The radio ad date, as the, as they say in the business, is January 15th. So, hey, I'm 2 days over that. So, yay, here we go. And his album, his band has Stacy Dillard on saxophone, not a name that I was really familiar with, but this guy has really got some chops. I'm impressed. Sean Jones on trumpet, I do know, and he doesn't disappoint here either. The saxophone trumpet work beautifully together on a number of these tracks, which is not to say that Vandenbrink's piano is not the groundwork there, or that Matt Penman on bass is not providing a lot of groundwork and foundation as well, because he really is. Willie Jones III on drums and Kieta Ogawa on percussion. And I should say that I'm not going to acknowledge them because they're in various tracks and various people. There's some guests, probably 8 or 9 probably over the course of the album, maybe for only one track at a time, but I've given you the basic band, and it's the one that carries the day actually through this album. So from New York, from the Netherlands via New York, here's New York Knock, the title track of that album, with pianist Marius Vandenbrink. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
two tracks by pianist Marius van den Brink from his brand new album called New York Knock. You heard that as the first track. The second one was called Dom's Groove. And the word that comes to my mind, there used to be an old jazz term that when you heard a track that really appealed to you, you referred to it as tasty. That's tasty. I remember, at the risk of TMI, when many years ago, when I used that term, and I mean many years ago, when it was sort of being used a lot, and I referred to something as tasty, and my wife then said, "No, you mean tasteful." And I said, "No, it's tasty." And the other expression that went within the jazz trivia world about that same time, and it would refer to my wife as a moldy fig, but that's another story altogether. She's better than that. Now, that there you go. That's some very tasty jazz, and it's just entertaining. It doesn't strain your ability to sort of figure out where they're going, what they're doing next. And as I mentioned, when I played the whole album, parts of it seemed sort of, the word that came to my mind was retro. It seemed to be comfortably just doing something very well without having to say, "See, aren't we clever? We're doing something no one's ever done before." There's a place for that in jazz, but there's a place for tasty as well. Indeed. It's 10:27 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here from this great little studio on Wednesdays. We stream live at our website, ckuw.ca, and archive our programs there as well. So you can you could be listening to this now. You could be listening to it weeks from now. Gee, that's sort of cool to think about, isn't it? Anyhow, however you got to hear my voice at the moment, and in another moment hear some great music, then welcome. It's a treat to have you here. Moving along now back to Canada for this next one, and I've sampled this album before. It's one of my faves from last year. It's the quartet out of the GTA called Peripheral Vision. And yes, Peripheral Vision. And their latest album is called We've Got Nothing. It was recorded live in Toronto at the Transac Club. Not a club that I was familiar with, but apparently it advocates a lot for adventurous and edgy jazz and is known for that. So from the Transac Club live, their album is called We've Got Nothing, which is sort of funny. The quartet has Trevor Hogg on tenor, Don Scott on guitar, Michael Herring on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. If you know Canadian jazz royalty, almost, I was going to say, but certainly the top echelon, you've just heard four names that belong there. Peripheral Vision is a great group, and they have a lot of fun, and they do some incredible work as well. I'm going to play three tracks, actually, from this album, but they're quite short. Several of them only run 3 minutes or so. So I'll be playing three tracks from Peripheral Vision. The first one is called Full Disclosure Comedy Vehicle. Here's Peripheral Vision.
Thank you.
Great band out of the GTA Peripheral Vision there with three tracks from their album recorded live that says We've Got Nothing. It's a very neat title. These folks are a very fine band. They do a lot of touring and they are very generous with their time when they're in other cities, giving master classes at high schools and really spreading the jazz word as much as they can, their music. Great stuff. 10:46 Central Time here on January the 17th. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black. Moving to an unusual instrument, although really unusual, but fairly unusual. Jennifer Wharton plays bass trombone. Now, a trombone has a pretty low range at the best of times, and a bass trombone really just extends that. Now, I suppose it's similar to a baritone sax and compared to a tenor, but it's she really plays very well, and she her new album, which is very cool, it's called Grit and Grace, which is a quote that was provided a few years ago, at least, to describe what women needed to make it in a man's world. And I think that if you think of the women that you and I both know who have made it in a man's world, that's not a bad definition. They need grit and they need grace. So there's a little bit of humor in that and some very neat playing here. There's a lot of brass on this album. Orton plays bass trombone, but she also has trombonists John Fedchuk, Nate Maryland, and Alan Ferber, pianist Michael Eckroth, bassist Evan Gregor, drummer Don Perez, and on half the tracks, a percussionist named Samuel Torres. So there is some really neat playing here, and it's some solid writing, but if you really enjoy the sound of a brass chorus, here's Jennifer Wharton.
We'll be right back.